Welcome, welcome back, everybody. This is the other. I keep on trying to say other side drive. Okay, well, this is other side drive. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Kimberly.
And we have two very important people here with us today in the studio.
We have Rebecca Farinas and Craig Hanks. They're both from the philosophy department here at Texas State University. And there's a huge event going
on
in the next couple days. And we just have them in here, going to ask a few questions about it. We're really excited about this interview. How about y'all?
Very excited. Glad to be here.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, no problem. So the in case anybody's listening, wondering, the event is the Engagement Symposium of Philosophy and Dance, which will be held September 7th through the 10th, correct? Yeah, 8th through 10th. Yeah, so do you want to give us a little quick information or however you want to give the information?
Well, sure. I mean, this is a project we've been working on for a year, and tomorrow is the kickoff. Craig, you want to tell them what's in store?
So this is an event that we're co-sponsoring with the Division of Dance here on campus, and about a dozen co-sponsors around the country have helped kick in funding or people. It's a celebration of modern dance, and there'll be three major dance companies on campus, all doing performances, all doing master classes, some of them doing auditions for Texas State students, including the Mark Morris Company, which is one of the most important dance companies of the last half century, coming down from Brooklyn. And then we'll have about 100 scholars from around the world, some from as far away as Malta or Sweden or Brazil.
Wow.
And a lot of community members have registered. Uh-huh. People from Wimberley and San Antonio and Lockhart are driving in just to participate in the conversation.
So that's a really huge distance, you know, Brazil and Portugal and the UK and everything. Like, how did you make that work with, you know, such a huge distance between y'all?
Well, you know, it's so interesting because philosophy, right, the way we communicate is through the simple tools of thinking, writing, and reading. And it really is adaptable to contemporary technology and the Internet. So we reach out a lot. We do a lot of scholarly work on the Internet, and we stay in touch with our colleagues. Now, performance in this event brings a new dimension into philosophy.
Oh, sure.
Because it's live. Yeah. So when that kind of meeting and that synthesis, I think, just really awakened people's imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
And we not only have international scholars coming, scholars that are philosophical scholars and dance scholars, but we have great scholars coming from Denton, Texas, and Southern Utah, and New York City. So a lot of great people coming from here in the States also.
Yeah. I mean, we sort of dreamed this up, and we were then blown away by the results, by the intensity and the breadth of the interest.
So whenever you were, like you said, you were planning it pretty much a year from now, did you have any idea from the just connections y'all were making at the beginning that y'all would be pulling, you know, these three of the top dance performers, you know, around the world? And
well, I do think that's really was helped capture the imagination of so many people, is that Mark Morris Dance Group and their music ensemble are going to kick off the symposium tomorrow night. They, as Craig mentioned, are considered really the foremost modern dance company in the world. And it's just fortunate that they're based in Brooklyn. And so we really just called them. And they thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
And once they got on board, and then once the American Society for Aesthetics got on board, it just took off.
Yeah, and they, one thing that's really interesting about the Mark Morris Dance Company is they moved into a neighborhood of Brooklyn that was slowly being kind of rebuilt and reclaimed, and they immediately became integrated into the community, which was one of the things we were interested in. Our department is interested in philosophy not just as an academic discipline, but one that people can use in their daily lives to think about what's going on. And here was a dance company that immediately was doing outreach to the community. They developed dance techniques as Parkinson's therapy, and they're actually going to hold a workshop here to show people how dance can help people with Parkinson's to be more active and more alive.
Yeah, I saw that. I do have a lot of questions about that later.
Oh, cool.
I would like to ask, how did this idea come about? Where did this, you know, thing come from.
Yeah, because like you were saying earlier that y'all had previous symposiums from like the environment and all that other stuff. What made you land on, you know, dance?
Well, you know, Texas State University has a top-rated dance department. And I was fortunate to come on board with the philosophy department. Craig, who's the head of the department, noticed my interest in aesthetics and philosophy of art and my background. But when I got here and realized the work that was already being done here, I was really overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And the dance department here is pioneering and visionary, but they're rooted in a very deep, important kind of dance philosophy that began with Eric Hawkins, who has written books that work on a very philosophical level, but they're really immersed in the practice of dance. Mm-hmm. And that brings this active kind of dimension that we were talking about to the philosophy. And so it was just kind of a perfect fit. We got in touch with Leanne Smith, who's the director of the dance department, and she's a complete firebrand. And she also decided, let's do this.
Yeah, and none of this would be happening without our teammates in dance and in the College of Fine Arts and Communication. Mm-hmm. They've really been right there at every step of the way. Leanne is actually rehearsing this evening, and our other partners there are helping host some of the guests who have already come to town. But it came together because of the collaborations across campus, which is one of the things that's wonderful about Texas State. I think it happens here more than at many other major universities. People work across divisions to make things like this happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about this event. I think it's going to be really good. But so, you know, going back on the philosophy of dance, you know, a lot of people might say, you know, there is no philosophy to dance. It's just moving. You know, but like, what kind of argument is this event going to place, you know, in against that?
Well, that's a good question, because in philosophy, the approaches that we use actually change with, especially when we're studying the arts. They change as the arts change. Mm-hmm. And so if we would have done this symposium maybe 10 years ago, it might have been a more kind of analytic, or not to say analytic, but maybe a more technical kind of look at dance. But philosophy has now become very interdisciplinary and very practically oriented. And so many of the dancers that are coming are professional philosophers. Mm-hmm. And many of the professional philosophers that are coming are professional dancers.
So you get a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is kind of a new rebirth in philosophy, where we realize that dance and dancers are doing philosophical meanings by their actual performances, and also by the way they're thinking about their performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the things about dance, as with speaking, which is one thing that philosophers do a lot of, is dance can be a sort of just a movement in response to what one is feeling or experiencing immediately, or it can be an attempt to grapple with profound emotions or big ideas. Mm-hmm. And philosophy can do that, or words can do that too, right?
Yeah.
Words can just
dance
be
is like
babble.
A conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, that was a really good explanation for that. Thank y'all so much. So what is the goal of this event? You know, this is an engagement. How do you want to engage the audience? You know, how do you want them to...
Yeah, what do you want
to,
from the audience out of this?
All right, so what would we like from the audience? One of the things we'd like from the audience is an ongoing participation in what you just said, which is a conversation, right? A conversation about the relationships between what the humanities bring and what the arts bring to our lives. Mm-hmm. A conversation between the university and the surrounding community that helps bridge some of those sometimes differences and tensions. And we hope that it'll lead to conversations between faculty from different parts of the university and students from different parts of the university, right? So one of the dangers, especially when you get deep into your major, is that you don't see folks who are doing very different kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then later on you find out you were thinking about the same thing, but you're using different vocabularies and different methodologies. So by breaking some of that open, we're hoping to create some lasting rippling effects that'll help interdisciplinary and interinstitutional conversations happen and to enrich all of our lives here at Texas State.
Yeah, and that is a very good idea, too, because it can seem a little separated when you're in the College of Fine Arts and Communication versus, you know, the School of Business or the School of Science. You know, it can seem like you're doing completely different things when really, you know, you're all working together to kind of, like,
achieve
complete
one
this
goal,
achieve, like, one goal, which is really cool.
That we have really good questions, more questions to follow. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll jump right back into this more interview after the break.
Great. Thank you.
Stay tuned. You're listening to KTSW, The Other Side of Radio. Hello, everyone. You're listening to KTSW 89.9, and my name is Kimberly.
And my name is John.
And you just heard I'll Come Crashing by a Giant Dog. And we have two very important people here in
the
studio. If you've been listening, you've been, you know, catching up on our interview that we're conducting here, learning a little bit about this event going on tomorrow and the next couple days called Engagement Symposium of Philosophy and Dance.
Yes.
So this is going to be really exciting. So, guys, we've got some more questions for y'all. We were kind of talking about the philosophy of dance earlier. I just was wondering, you know, like, how long has that idea kind of been going around, like, dance as a philosophy?
That's a great question.
We were actually debating
really
this just last week, Rebecca and I.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a sense, it fits in to how we've organized the symposium, in that really the philosophy of dance started out of an American tradition of dance.
Mm-hmm.
And modern dance as a staged performance was really begun in the United States. And there's lots of influences right from Europe, from other parts of the world. Staged dance, of course, has been going on for ever since there's been civilizations.
Yeah.
But modern dance brings in a philosophical depth rather than just a sense of ritual, or rather just a sense of dealing with expressive emotion. It really has, from its origin, a history in method that deals with meanings, deeper meanings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite an American treasure. It's one of the things, almost like jazz music, that is part of American culture that people oftentimes don't realize, that modern dance as we know it now had really some of its seminal beginnings here in the United States.
Yeah. And we were talking last week about the way that the first performance, which is tomorrow night by the Mark Morris Group, one of the pieces they're going to perform is called Socrates, chosen by philosophers for, I think, an obvious reason. But it sort of indicates that this this question of how to think about embodied experience, right, what happens when we move our bodies in the world as opposed to when we're just sitting and thinking, is actually a really old philosophical problem. And modern dance is a distinctive and new way of trying to think about, through motion and action, either by yourself or with others, what it means to be a live, fully embodied being and not just sort of a thinking being.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, Craig, he would be kind of the persuasion, I think, that Morris's performance of Socrates is, in a sense, a critique of Plato. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I would.
And so there's a big dialogue that can go on there.
Yeah. I mean, like, I never really thought of it that way. I have been a dancer for quite a while. I'm not really doing it right now, but, like, I you know, did dance classes when I was younger. I never thought of it that way. I always thought of it as just moving. So this is like something that's really,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, as I was growing up, my sister and her friends, they were always in dance, and they were but the higher levels. But I would always watch in the crowd how, like, you know, it's silent, you know, just the music, but their parents and everybody else are like coming to tears just because of the movement they're doing. And I never gave much thought, even to this day, until I, you know, started reading into more of this and how like she said, you know, it's a conversation in the end. And so, yeah, it really it makes it eye opening, really, to really think of it as you know, a philosophical way as your body's moving.
Mm-hmm. I like that phrase, eye opening.
Yeah,
I do too. Yeah.
I think it's really, really
what universities are about. So.
And you know, we were talking during the break. Actually, I wanted to kind of mention this that there isn't like kind of an art installment in the lobby area of where the performances are going to be.
Right. The Saturday night performance is by a company that's based in Austin called Arcos, and they've actually been winning awards around the world for avant-garde dance in the last few years. And they're going to be installing in the lobby of the Performing Arts Center a piece called Annie, A-N-N-I. And it's an interactive art installation. And what they collect, they're going to be collecting images and data by people interacting with it. And then that's going to become part of their performance on Saturday. They're very interested in the way technology affects how we live in the world and how we relate to each other.
Mm-hmm. So. That's so cool. We've got like so many things mixing together here with this event. Art, dance, philosophy, all coming together as one, technology. Like, this is going to be really, really cool.
And music, because Mark Morris is the only...
They have the traveling ensemble that travels with them, correct?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And Arcos has original music. They've written an original score for their performance on Saturday night, which is a premiere. It's a world premiere.
Oh, wow.
And they got a foundational grant to work through composing that musical score. So it's going to be a double hitter, right?
Yeah.
We get a brand new premiere of a dance performance.
It's like a landmark kind of thing. Like, this
and
is the
new
first
music.
Time. Yeah. This is going to be really cool. I mean, like, the first time that music has been played, the first time that we have, like, an event like this, you know. So this is going to be really, really exciting. And, you know, you also mentioned, like, okay, so the dance groups that are going to be part of this, the Mark Morris Dance Group, Eric Hawkins Dance Company, and Arcos.
Right.
And there is one of them that is going to be in town doing, like, a workshop for people with Parkinson's.
Yes. Rebecca take this.
Yeah, so, we're working with Leanne Smith in the dance department because many of her students are involved with dance therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Morris in Brooklyn, in their community center there in Brooklyn, began this program, Dance for PD. And it's an amazing, amazing, almost miraculous kind of transformation that they bring people with Parkinson's through the activity of dance. So they're going to be giving us a special session of that. The response has been overwhelming
in the
community, and we have people driving in from San Antonio and neighboring communities. There's a lot of people here in the San Marcos area that really have responded. I think there's a need for this kind of program, of ongoing program of this kind of therapy. And we're just very, very excited about this Dance for PD.
It sounds like a really great program. Like, dance can be, like, really therapeutic, and, you know, some people don't really realize that, like, how much it can help just to, like, you know, do some movements, let, you know, your body do what it wants to do. Yeah, so that's going to be really cool.
The responding to the music, or it puts you in the world in a different way than just sort of directing your own movement intentionally. Uh-huh. And so it's it obviously affects people in ways that can be highly beneficial.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know, like, when I've done, like, some movement kind of classes kind of things, it's almost like an out-of-body experience because you're just listening to the music, letting yourself do whatever it, you know, the music leads you to do. And it can be really therapeutic, you know, and it can be really, like, relaxing. So So this is going to be a really cool program.
Yeah, as for, you know, like kind of jumping to the side, mm-hmm. as for, you know, your keynote, you have a lot of major keynote speakers speaking. How was the process of, you know, picking those specific people to come out and, you know, speak and engage with the audience?
Well, thanks for asking that, John. That's really great, because sometimes the philosophers don't get as much of the headline as the performers and the dancers, right? But we do have some fantastic people coming.
We do. We have, for instance, one of the leading scholars of dance from the UK is actually coming to do, Stephanie Jordan, an interview with Mark Morris tomorrow, and then she'll be presenting a work. She just published a book about his work. But we also have people like Richard Schusterman coming up from Florida Atlantic in Miami, who is one of these people who's a philosopher, but also an artist. He's a performance artist and a dancer and a filmmaker. And
Professor Berlion, Arnold Berlion, who is a consummate musician and has written really some of the foremost work in aesthetics and environmental aesthetics, which deals with how we enrich ourselves and our society through our use of the arts and through making our everyday lives artistic.
So we reached out to some people we knew who would be knew their work, and some who were suggested to us, and the response was almost unanimously, we'd love to be there. And so we packed as many people as we could into 3 days, and it's a very full, exciting schedule we've got. You can find information about the schedule on the Philosophy Department webpage through txstate.edu. So if you're interested in learning more about the schedule, it's posted there, and we encourage people to come out for anything that they're interested in.
And if other people want to get more interactive, don't y'all have a Twitter and Facebook and an Instagram?
We do. We've got Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Yeah, so please come on out.
Mm-hmm. And their handles are at @EngageFilDance. So that's at @EngageFilDance if you want to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So this is going to be happening September 8th through 10th, so just within the next couple days. The location of this, is this the Patty Strickle Harrison Theater, or is it going to be different venues?
It's going to be in a lot of places.
Yeah, I noticed that on the program.
We're taking over the Comal building for the next 3 days, so the home of the philosophy department and the computer science department. There will be dancers and philosophers all over there. So that's sort of roughly 8 or 8:30 in the morning until about 5:30 in the evening. Many events over at Jowers, including master classes, demonstration, workshops, if you're interested in various kinds of movement techniques, and then the Performing Arts Center. Those will be the three main locations. So, please come on out.
All right, awesome. And if you do have, any, questions, you can always go to their website again. The website was...
It's just the website of the philosophy department at Texas State, txstate.edu, or you can always give us a call at 512-245-2285.
Yeah, and if you're on that website, you can even look at the tickets, your times, and all that, the pricing and all that stuff there. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on and give us so much more information
guys.
about the event that's going to happen.
Thank you. Yeah. Great interview. Great questions.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have some more great music coming up. Again, this event is going to be really cool, so I would recommend it. Up next, we've got Sit and See by Luxury Liners. You're listening to KTSW 89.9.